¿Quieres entender el inglés hablado? El día de hoy, a petición de muchos de ustedes, vamos a tener una práctica muy buena para mejorar nuestro listening y entender el inglés mucho mejor. Vamos a escuchar una conversación real en inglés. La dinámica es muy simple. Primero, vamos a escucharla sin subtítulos, como en las películas, series o cuando vas por la calle. No te preocupes si de momento no entiendes lo que están diciendo. La meta es que vayas acostumbrando tu oído a escuchar en inglés de forma normal y, por supuesto, ir identificando aquellas palabras que hayas aprendido anteriormente. Después la volveremos a ver, pero con subtítulos en inglés, para que pongas en práctica tus conocimientos de lectura. Y finalmente la volveremos a ver, pero con subtítulos en español, para que ahora sí entiendas por completo la conversación. No olvides que es muy importante tu participación en estos videos. Así que si te gustaría que continuáramos con esta serie, te agradecería mucho que me lo hicieras saber en la cajita de comentarios. Tampoco olvides comentar cuánto entendiste de la conversación. Sin nada más que decir, relájate, presta atención y ahora sí, comencemos a aprender inglés. Empezaremos con la escena sin subtítulos. No te preocupes si de momento no entiendes lo que están diciendo. Lo importante es que vayas captando aquellas palabras y sonidos que has aprendido anteriormente.
Rob.
Jenny. Hi. Sorry I'm a bit late.
No problem.
Really?
Really.
I got your message.
Would you like a coffee or something?
No, I'm fine, thanks. So, what did you want to talk about? You think London is the best city in the world and you don't want to go home.
Not exactly. We'd like you to come to New York.
Me? To New York?
I talked to Barbara about you. You know Barbara, my boss? She loves your articles too. So, would you like to come over to New York and work for us? Just for a month, and write a column for New York 24/7. And maybe a daily blog?
Wow, sounds great. What could I call it? An Englishman in New York?
Why not? Are you interested?
Yes, very. It's amazing. But I need to think about it.
Of course.
When do I need to decide?
Before the end of the week.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And now I really have to go. Could you call me a taxi, please?
Yes, of course. Where to?
To Paddington Station.
And when would you like it for?
Now, please. How much is it?
That's 1360, please.
Make it £15. And could I have a receipt?
Thank you very much, madam.
Could I have a ticket to Heathrow Airport, please?
A single or return?
Single, please.
Standard or first class?
Standard, please.
That's £18.
Can I pay by credit card?
Yes, of course.
Are you looking for this?
Rob! I can't believe it! My phone! You're a hero. Thank you so much.
No problem. Gave me a chance to see you again. And I had more time to think about your offer.
And?
I'd love to accept. I really want to come and work in New York.
Oh, that's great, Rob. I'm so happy.
Me too. Oh, you had a call from Eddie. I didn't answer it. Is he going to meet you at the airport?
Eddie? No, he's at college in California.
In California? Does he teach there?
Teach? No, he's a student.
A student?
Well, he's only 19. Eddie's my brother.
Next departure, flight 232 to New York is now ready for boarding.
I need to go.
Well, have a good journey.
Thanks, Rob. Bye.
Bye. I'll see you in New York.
Ahora volveremos a ver la escena, pero con subtítulos en inglés. Es momento de poner a prueba tu comprensión auditiva y tu comprensión lectora.
Rob.
Jenny. Hi. Sorry I'm a bit late.
No problem.
Really?
Really.
I got your message.
Would you like a coffee or something?
No, I'm fine, thanks. So, what did you want to talk about? You think London is the best city in the world and you don't want to go home.
Not exactly. We'd like you to come to New York.
Me? To New York?
I talked to Barbara about you. You know Barbara, my boss? She loves your articles too. So, would you like to come over to New York and work for us? Just for a month, and write a column for New York 24/7. And maybe a daily blog?
Wow. Sounds great. What could I call it? An Englishman in New York?
Why not? Are you interested?
Yes, very. It's amazing. But I need to think about it.
Of course.
When do I need to decide?
Before the end of the week.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And now I really have to go. Could you call me a taxi, please?
Yes, of course. Where to?
To Paddington Station.
And when would you like it for?
Now, please. Is it?
That's 1360, please.
Make it 15 pounds. And could I have a receipt?
Thank you very much, madam.
Could I have a ticket to Heathrow Airport, please?
A single or return?
Single, please.
Standard or first class?
Standard, please.
That's 18 pounds.
Can I pay by credit card?
Yes, of course.
Looking for this?
Rob! I can't believe it! My phone! You're a hero. Thank you so much.
No problem. Gave me a chance to see you again. And I had more time to think about your offer.
And?
I'd love to accept. I really want to come and work in New York.
Oh, that's great, Rob. I'm so happy.
Me too. Oh, you had a call from Eddie. I didn't answer it. Is he going to meet you at the airport?
Eddie? No, he's at college in California.
In California? Does he teach there?
Teach? No, he's a student.
A student?
Well, he's only 19. Eddie's my brother.
Next departure, flight 232 to New York is now ready for boarding.
I need to go.
Well, have a good journey.
Thanks, Rob. Bye.
Bye. I'll see you in New York.
Finalmente veremos la escena con subtítulos en español, para que ahora sí entiendas por completo la conversación.
Rob.
Jenny. Hi. Sorry I'm a bit late.
No problem.
Really?
Really.
I got your message.
Would you like a coffee or something?
No, I'm fine, thanks. So, what did you want to talk about? You think London is the best city in the world and you don't want to go home.
Not exactly. We'd like you to come to New York.
Me? To New York?
I talked to Barbara about you. You know Barbara, my boss? She loves your articles too. So, would you like to come over to New York and work for us? Just for a month, and write a column for New York 24/7. And maybe a daily blog?
Wow. Sounds great. What could I call it? An Englishman in New York?
Why not? Are you interested?
Yes, very. It's amazing. But I need to think about it.
Of course.
When do I need to decide?
Before the end of the week.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And now I really have to go. Could you call me a taxi, please?
Yes, of course. Where to?
To Paddington Station.
And when would you like it for?
Now, please. How much is it?
That's 1360, please.
Make it 15 pounds. And could I have a receipt?
Thank you very much, madam.
Could I have a ticket to Heathrow Airport, please?
A single or return?
Single, please.
Standard or first class?
Standard, please.
That's 18 pounds.
Can I pay by credit card?
Yes, of course.
Looking for this?
Rob! I can't believe it! My phone! You're a hero. Thank you so much.
No problem. Gave me a chance to see you again. And I had more time to think about your offer.
And?
I'd love to accept. I really want to come and work in New York.
Oh, that's great, Rob. I'm so happy.
Me too. Oh, you had a call from Eddie. I didn't answer it. Is he going to meet you at the airport?
Eddie? No, he's at college in California.
In California? Does he teach there?
Teach? No, he's a student.
A student?
Well, he's only 19. Eddie's my brother.
Next departure, flight 232 to New York, is now ready for boarding.
I need to go.
Well, have a good journey.
Thanks, Rob. Bye.
Bye. I'll see you in New York.
Eso ha sido todo por la clase el día de hoy. No olvides comentar cuánto entendiste en la cajita de comentarios. Y sobre todo si te gustarían más videos como estos. Me apoyarías mucho dejando tu like y compartiendo para llegar a más personas. Sin nada más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.